1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 535. Sketch 958. Steamy Windows.
So, as far as I can see, this is a two-person sketch.
Sound like Alan Wicker.
I was wondering who I was doing an impression of. I assumed it was someone.
As far as I can see.
Alan Wicker doing an impression of Murray Walker, perhaps.
Yes.
Can I interject with a question?
Of course.
At time of recording, tomorrow is World Book Day.
It is.
Where your parents are forced to scramble around, try to make costumes to dress kids up as their favourite characters or whatever criteria the school or play school thing has made. So, if we were to force our listeners to have World Dress Up as a Sketch Day, which of us sketch characters are people dressing up as?
Great question.
okay. That's a strange question.
What is Tomás dressing up as? Magritte?
I don't...
Yeah, let's say, sure, Magritte, that'll do.
Maybe I'll tell Tomás he has to dress up as Magritte.
I'll just want to dress as Magritte. It's a big apple in front of your face.
Basically, yeah. But a small one because he's only in school. Or maybe the apple will be really big. Apple will be bigger than his head. Because obviously he grows into the apple.
How small are children and how big are apples where you live? Because even when I was a child, my head was bigger than an apple.
But how big is the apple in Magritte's painting?
As
is
big
it
as
normal
a head.
Apple size
as or big
is it as big
head.
As a head?
Yeah.
So I think it's very unreasonable of us to ask Tomás to shrink.
Yes. Or just to wander around like a member of the residence.
Whenever we put this sketch out, I'm sure Tomás will...
let us know what his costume's going to be.
Let us know which sketch he would dress up as, given that no one else listens. We may struggle to get any other answers.
Vincent listens, but I, for one, cannot imagine Vincent dressing up as anything apart from Vincent.
No, I can't. To be honest, I can't imagine Tomás dressing up as anything. But I may be wrong, actually. I may be wrong about that.
So, Laura, you said it was a great question. What would you dress up as?
I'd dress up as you, as Daniel Day-Lewis.
Intriguing.
I was costumed!
Exactly. And the whole time I would be acting.
Very nice.
Anyway, Alistair, take it away.
Well, the two of you seem to be getting on, so why not say that Sabrina will be Laura and Simon will be John.
Right, hop in. This is the business's new vehicle.
Nice new motor, Sabrina.
Yep, a good investment. Plus, I've got all the luxuries.
Yes, I can tell. Heated seats.
And?
Oh, heated footwell.
Any car worth its salt has a heated footwell nowadays. Also, heated windscreen, of course.
Naturally. Plus, is the door heated?
Oh, yeah. Heated doors, heated door handles, heated gear stick, heated glove box.
That's mad. So I suppose it has a heated cigarette lighter.
All cigarette lighters are heated, John.
Fair enough. But what I meant was, is everything heated?
Pretty much. Rather swish, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, very impressive. Can I open a window?
No. Must admit, that's one thing I didn't check in the specs.
It's just, you know, quite hot today. Can I undo my tie?
No, you've got to look professional.
Could at least take off the black hat?
Yes, okay. Only until we get to the cemetery.
And I suppose you won't drive any faster. Is the whole car heated?
Yes. Is it me? Or is there a funny smell? The smell of death!
Rotten corpses in the heat.
Putrefaction.
Corpsey, warm corpse.
That's what I dress as.
The warm corpse.
The warm corpse. Decomposing. Good sketch, that, I reckon. Anyway, it's not like hilarious, but it's kind of neatly turned, isn't it? It's quite tight. It's like a textbook sketch. And it's got a reveal, you know, it does it all. It does everything in the right order. It may not actually be funny.
Do you think a hearse does smell in the summer?
No, they've got them in a coffin, haven't they?
They won't spend that long in the car either.
No.
My mum said that when her mum died, this is before I was born, she went to see her after she was dead. And they'd done like...
she didn't answer.
Yeah. No, in the funeral home. Mm. And they'd done a makeup, but it was so hot that the makeup had just like... horror melted down her face. And they had like checked her. So nice lasting memory of my grandmother for my mother. Like a waxworky, horrible makeup run. Pretty grim that, isn't it?
It sounds like Alistair's Chewit Humperdinck.
There's a hint of that there, but with more Vincent Price in the House of Wax.
I think she also kept her in the house for like 3 days before they...
Just checking she was dead.
Before they caught her.
No, I lie. This was her grandmother who she slept in the same bed with when she was dead. Is that right?
That's unusual.
I've never heard of a tradition where you sleep in the same bed as them.
I mean, you watch. Yeah.
So we've got a resident expert, Simon.
There's a difference between keeping watch and snuggling.
I am Irish. Hello, how are you?
Irish children come into the parlor. Sleep next to their dead grandparents.
No.
Categorical there.
So, there is things that happen in Irish funerals. I mean, this, funerals are just a very different beast in Ireland. Like, over here, funerals are generally much kind of like family affairs and quite small, while funerals like home in Ireland are kind of, you know, half the village turns up.
Yeah. Everyone who's ever known them, yeah.
Anyway, he's known him. He's like, oh, I met him in the shop once, like 52 years ago. So, you know, I go to the funeral. And you have what's on Ireland, you also have on the local radio stations, like about 3 or 4 times a day, you will have the deaths.
3 or 4 times a day?
Yeah, like, you know, kind of like
during the play,
11 to
what? Like, who's 4 and died 7 in o'clock the previous quarter of a day, or just they're getting through the backlog?
No, just they will repeat the announcements.
Oh, so they'll say,
so it will start like something. So the thing would be like this is like, you know,
and that was cool in the gang, and now
that was cool in the gang. Now, no, it's more
do
like
they dedicate songs.
No, they just kind of go, Tip FM has been sad to be notified of the following deaths. Mary Murphy of Ballet Harness,
sorry,
age 56. No flowers, please. Donations instead to Milford Hospice.
And how many are they cracking out?
John, funeral mass at 7, leaving from St. Michael's Church, Ennis.
You've that kind of that.
Sorry?
Great. I love the detail you went to.
But that'd be an announcement. You usually say who died, where they're from. Often might say survived by Joe and Pat.
The rest of them.
Simon. And then they'll say like when the funeral's on, because you might want to turn up.
Simon,
whatever.
When you die, do you want Catherine to uphold that tradition and like contact the local radio, like Heart FM? Just announce your death.
Oops. I don't think they do. Be more a thing for BBC Oxford than for.
We will request that they.
It's,
play.
Yeah, it's very. I mean, yeah, they would do it like 3 or 4 times a day, and like there is a very popular site in Ireland which is called RIP.ie, and you can kind of get, you can see who the local death notices, so you can see who's died today. And, you know, because you don't want to kind of miss a funeral. You know, you want to say, shit, I wasn't there to say goodbye to him, because that might be seen a bit rude. While here, it's
and
kind
you
of,
don't want to contact the family. I get that.
They dead yet? Just checking. I wouldn't want to be rude and not come to the funeral. Yeah. So have your dad died.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor and Simon Toohey. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.